Council has approved the development of a new special constable appointment strategy aimed at strengthening the city's response to public safety issues and enforcement challenges. Council gave the green light at their June 17th meeting to move forward with a plan that will see 5 existing senior bylaw officers appointed as special constables. These officers would be granted limited police powers under select provincial laws, including the Trespass to Property Act, the Liquor License and Control Act, and the Safe Streets Act, to intervene in high-risk situations when police are unable to. A staff report to council cited increasing pressures in areas like encampment enforcement, large unsanctioned gatherings, and disorderly behavior on city property as the rationale for this move. These situations, often labeled high risk, frequently require immediate intervention, something current enforcement staff can't always manage without timely police support. The report emphasized that despite ongoing cooperation from Kingston Police, limited resources often result in consistent delays. Deputy Police Chief Scott Gee addressed council before the vote.
I know there's somebody in this room that knows somebody, or you've called yourself, that police have been delayed getting there. And that's a reality. When I look at our board at some of our peak times, there can be 17 calls sitting there waiting for police to respond to. And those are generally level 3 and 4, priority 3 and 4 calls. And but to that person calling, it's a priority 1. Right, they expect police to be present, or law enforcement, or the appropriate agencies to be present. So I think this gives a little bit of an expansion for bylaw to attend and really attend some of those calls on city property, nuisance calls, noise complaints, unwanted persons, maybe targeting areas such as the downtown core. When I say targeting, I mean putting their resources down here. And it really falls down to the Trespass to Property Act and really expanding their roles for the Trespass to Property Act and how that may look. I think the future could be, this could be a strong position. Most universities and, like I said, most other municipalities like Toronto Housing, OC Transpo, they employ a large cadre of special constables because, you know, obviously the cost of a special constable is lower, and the duties they're doing, a lot of services have tried to use private security companies, and it just hasn't been a success. And if you have your staff that are trained, invested, and stay with you, hopefully you put out a better product than a contract.
Kyle Campo, the city's manager of licensing and enforcement, underscored the need for additional tools for bylaw officers in the field.
It's not that we're going to get into these high-risk situations. We are already in them. We are well over 300 calls for encampments on a reactive high-risk scenario. We're not just focused on encampments. There's other aspects for public spaces that we're looking at where we are currently doing these duties, where there are safety risks involved with them. I do feel comfortable with this program, that it's going to allow my staff the training, the abilities, to look at other aspects that helps protect them and myself and all of the city in terms of, I guess, the liabilities that we're already doing. It's not that, again, we're going into these high-risk scenarios. We are in these high-risk scenarios as we're speaking. So it does give me a level of comfort that there's regulations that governs this. There's going to be reporting mechanisms, but there's also the advanced training. Again, this is not to come out and be forceful in any aspect. This is to protect ourselves.
While the report and proponents state this is a step towards improving community safety, concerns have been expressed by the community regarding over-policing and the impact this could have on vulnerable populations, including unhoused residents and students. Eldira Balaj and Elisa Parisa, representing the Alma Mater Society, a student association at Queen's University, brought student concerns directly to council.
Students and community members have already expressed concerns about the rising criminalization of poverty, housing insecurity, and public gathering. This model raises concerns about how it may be used to police unhoused individuals and police peaceful protesters. Authorizing senior enforcement officials to exercise police-like powers without the full accountability structures, proactive communication lines, extensive training, and community oversight that apply to sworn police officers creates a dangerous ambiguity to authority and escalation. According to our data, in 2024-2025 school year, there were 0 arrests during our UDSI periods like Homecoming, FOCO, St. Patrick's Day, and Orientation Week. Yes, 0. That didn't happen because we had more enforcement. This happened because we practiced proactive collaboration. Between the AMS, city staff, Queens administration, bylaw officers, police liaison officers, we built trust-based campaigns that worked.
Taking all our concerns into account, we urge council to pause this recommendation, conduct meaningful public consultation with affected communities, including students, advocacy organizations, and equity-deserving groups. And finally, consider reinvesting in harm reduction approaches and civilian-led community safety programs instead of further entrenching enforcement models. As this recommendation stands, this does not seem like a step towards safety. It's a step towards over-policing. This model could potentially show distrust towards your student population, ultimately producing the opposite of the intended effect.
Relaying the concerns from community members, questions from council mainly revolved around oversight and accountability. In response, amendments were introduced by Councillors Brandon Tozzo and Connie Glenn. Tozzo called for a report by the end of 2025 detailing the governance and enforcement framework the special constables will follow. And Glenn added a clause to ensure any expansion of the program will have to come through council again. With these amendments in place, most councillors were ready to cautiously move forward with the program. Councillors Tozzo and Glenn stated the following.
Some of the points that have been risen about this issue in the community, I think, are well taken. We're not, as the chief of police once said, we're not going to police our way out of a mental health and addiction crisis. And we're not. Like, this is a tool, I think, in our toolbox that we do need to look at and take seriously. There have been times I've called bylaw in dealing with challenges in my area, and I know that they would appreciate support for X powers. And I've had constituents who've called the police and had to wait out quite a length of time to deal with their issues. The delegation said it best. It's like, even if you're calling the police, it's a priority one to you. If this gives us more tools to deal with some of the challenges that we're facing as a municipality, I support it. But knowing full well that I want to know what we're getting into before this program is launched.
I was tentative about this when it came forward. And I'm still going to remain cautious, but we've put in place, I think, some solid reporting mechanisms, some double checks. One of the things that I wanted to put out there is that I have had contact from a number of members of the community who were concerned about the impact of this on the unhoused and on the encampment community. Now, once they were informed that this would be senior management from bylaw, they were comforted. And I think that this is quite a compliment to our bylaw team that they felt they were capable of doing this and doing this with discretion and with care. So based on that kind of feedback and positive response, I'm heartened to hear that the community is also supportive of this because it's going to be done well. And I trust staff to do that, but I also think we've put the correct mechanisms in place at this point in time. Council has always has the discretion to change their mind on these things, so I'm willing to see this move forward for the time being with the checkback process that it's now being put in place.
Compo also addressed the concern of increased enforcement, stressing that the program will not just be a matter of additional force.
We are always leading by being transparent, working with the community. I appreciate Councillor Glenn's comments in terms of the folks that are reaching out in terms of the encampments, because we really pride ourselves on those relationships that we're building. It's one of the key foundations that, you know, there's a lot of burnout with these types of situations. There's a lot of reoccurring conversations that we have, and we pride ourselves, and that's not going away. We're continuing to build those relationships, not with just members of the vulnerable sector, with the students, with the community in general. That's first and foremost. But I do feel comfort in the fact that we're going to be given the proper tools to be able to deal with these situations that we're already currently dealing with. We're going to be, again, focusing on getting people the proper solutions we need. And then, again, this is only for risk situations that happen when absolutely needed. This is not going out and using any kind of use of force or escalated training or tools in these situations. This is for equipping our staff with the right resources.
Despite reassurance, Councillor Jeff McLaren was the sole vote against the plan, citing concerns about both effectiveness and costs.
One of the things that I learned very quickly coming onto this council was that the Get Tough program is not necessarily the best way to do things. We're on the wrong trajectory when we talk about increasing numbers of police, budgets of police, when we should be talking about what is most beneficial for increasing the trust of those students, of those in the homeless encampments, of people on the streets, in order to get compliance and buy-in. Not just because somebody has a heavy stick or the threat of detainment or extra violence, but because they recognize it as best based on the relationships that people are creating. So I'm going to have to vote against this. It is not sustainable intellectually or from a budget perspective, I believe. Yes, we can handle it this year, maybe even next year, but it's going to become more and more expensive, and I think that money can be better used somewhere else. I believe that it's trust that we need to start developing and finding strategies for, rather than from better enforcement.
The report acknowledged potential financial impacts, including equipment, training, and possible compensation changes, but stated the program will fit within the existing 2025 budget. The motion passed 9-1, McLaren opposed. City staff will now develop a detailed implementation plan outlining training, governance, and reporting requirements. Special constables are expected to be in place by the end of the year. This has been Christina Laurie with CFRC News, supported by the Local Journalism Initiative.